Speaking of projects I can't ruin, you have a Netflix documentary you heard to talk about called My Own Man.
Yeah.
And the filmmaker is in a search to define his manhood. Is that fair to say?
This is a documentary filmmaker. I've produced two of his films. He's a terrific, terrific filmmaker. And this film is unlike, it really is unlike almost anything I've seen, in the sense that it took him over 7 years to make this film. It's his own investigation of how he felt about having a son, and why he felt not as connected to his own manhood and adulthood as he wanted to, and it led him into an exploration of trying to connect with masculinity more, but then also into looking more at his own relationship with his father.
Wow.
And I think we showed this film at the Tribeca Film Festival, and I don't think I've ever been involved in a dramatic film where people were crying this hard at the end of the film. It's an incredibly funny and touching and emotional film that touches on many of the same things I think even that great literature like Death of a Salesman and other things touch on. And I think we talked about Fight Club, but in the same way that Fight Club has that theme in it about like men of our generation who don't feel they've completely yet connected with they haven't actualized themselves as men. There's a lot of that in this, and I think it's very, very personal to him, but very topical and universal for a lot of men, you know, in terms of how do their fathers and affect their own sense of what they want to be in the world.
We have a clip here from My Own Man. Anything we need to know for this?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Wow. No one
David
does
is
that.
The filmmaker.
Take a look.